When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Today would be a great day to share, and the way to do that is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. You go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, or go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find us there. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And then all the really cool animal stuff I post will come up on your timeline. And you will see that... I was a busy little bee when we got here this morning. I managed to get a photograph of everyone that is here today. Well, besides myself and Mike, of course. You will see our guests Jude and Paul Ponton. And on either side of them would be, this may be the first time their pictures have been on the air. Oh, definitely. But Trina, our call screener, is here this morning, and she's on the left side of the photograph. And then there's Jude and Paul. And then Trina has brought her son Prescott in. So I'm looking forward to introducing everybody to you. Let's see if we are all in sync here. As always, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And you've been doing a little tap dancing around here, yeah. Okay? Did you get everything straightened out?
Chasing a little bug.
Yeah?
I think so.
We're good?
Let's try and
Shall
find
we
out.
Try? Well, then, what we're going to try is to see if we can say hi to Trina and Prescott in our call screening studio. Good morning, Trina and Prescott.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, good. That sounds like Trina. And is Prescott there as well?
Yes, he is.
All right. Can you lean towards the microphone and say good morning?
Good morning.
You got to hear this one. Anyway, I've got to tell you that those of you that are regulars know that Trina is our latest member of our Animal World call screening family. And today she has brought with her, and we'll hope it to be a regular occurrence, her delightful son, Prescott. And Prescott, are you in high school these days?
I am about to start my senior year.
All right. And if you'll hear that voice, he's got one of those voices, radio voices. And I understand that you're interested in doing something in radio, are you? Is that true, Prescott?
Yeah, I want to go into radio as a career.
Oh, cool. So anyway, that would explain why he's here. And we are hopeful that together Trina and Prescott can figure out how to take care of the phones today. We're kind of just throwing them right in there without a practice run. And that would be, of course, because I'm sorry to tell you that our associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is not back with us yet. And we're not sure when she will be able to join us again. For those of you that are paying attention and sending prayers, I want to say thank you. Her husband, Eric, is still in the hospital, not in the ICU anymore, so that's good news. But slow recovery, and he's likely to be there for a number of weeks to come. So your prayers and good thoughts are all still needed for Kathy and Eric, and I hope you'll keep that up, and we will update you as we can. So our hearts are with Kathy and her husband, Eric. But we are well covered, and we will test it first out here because it is harmonic energy shifting day today. And in the studio would be Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Good morning, Jude and Paul.
Good morning, Martha.
So glad to see you and have you here.
Nice to be here.
And I got a good photograph of you guys and all the forks on the table here ready to go. And you've got your Didge and Pua and Tibetan bells and bowls and rattles and all that good stuff to start working on folks and their animals, right?
We are ready.
All right, excellent. So, Mike, it is looking out the window here. I was able to say last weekend what a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny Sunday morning we were having last weekend. And actually, the phones were a little slow because I think everybody was out in the great sunshine. And it was really hot yesterday. But boy, as the tide turned, as they say, it is completely overcast and clouded and fogged in.
A little break.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple days. Some reasonable temperatures, then it'll heat back up again.
So we're like in the mid-70s probably today. And is the sun...
Mid to lower.
Are we is this cloud cover expected to blow off?
Probably around dusk.
Oh, okay. Well, see, so no problem, everybody. You can just stay put and listen to Animal World today. Call in for your remote energy shifting, harmonic energy shifting sessions with Jude and Paul. And then when the show's over, then you can go outside and do stuff, because then maybe it'll be warm enough to do something. There was a little chill in the air this morning, quite different than it was yesterday. I have to say, though, that the last couple of days have gotten a little warmer than for my liking. I'm handling it well now, around 80 degrees. I can do that.
That's kind of my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, right around in there is really nice. But when we get up to the 90 degrees more, that's too hot for me. Although I feel a little guilty even thinking about complaining when I look at the weather and the flooding and everything that's going on all around the rest of the country, you know, and fires. And boy, I feel very blessed to live here in the great Pacific Northwest, and kind of should just keep my mouth shut and be happy with what we have. But it's kind of nice to have a little break and let everybody's houses cool down, because I know many have trouble sleeping in the warmer weather. I know I have to turn on a fan.
Yeah, we had everything open pretty much.
Yeah, so are you able to kind of cool your place off and...
Well, we have kind of a cross draft, you know, open a window in the back and a window in the front. We're right on where Port Gardner Bay is, so we get pretty good wind breezes in the evening anyway.
All right. Well, I have to say the good news about the really hot weather and having no rain lately is that it is slowing down my grass from growing.
Oh.
So. It's just starting to look like it could use a mowing again. So, but at least it isn't growing feverishly like it usually does, like in April, May, June. So it is slowing down a bit. All right, let's see, what else are we doing today? Well, we will officially start the show in a moment here. We really don't have any follow-up, I don't think, other than Kathy and Eric, and I gave you that, and all of the animals in the news, as it were. If there was anything appropriate, I've posted that on Facebook this week, and there's a lot of good stuff. I've been trying to come up with my favorite posts on Facebook every week, and I have to say that was quite a few, and I don't know that I'm remembering all of them. But there's some you kind of have to check out. Now, one, I have a little, not really a controversy, but that's the word that comes to mind right now. I posted a slideshow of birds, brightly colored birds from, I don't know, what the page was that posted it, but beautiful, different, you know, species or breeds of birds, types of birds, and then someone posted. Everybody was saying, "Oh, you know, the beautiful and all of that," and then someone posted, "Ugh, fake bird color." And so I wrote right back, What do you mean? I know at least some of these birds are, the color is for real, because I've actually seen these kind of birds in person, but not all of them. And I just was kind of assuming that it's real. And she said she thought that some of them were, the color had been enhanced. And anyway, so we've been dialoguing back and forth. But if you want to pop on to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, scroll down a few posts and find the slideshow of the brightly colored birds and tell me what you think. And if anybody knows something that I don't know. Because I'm choosing at this point to believe that they're real, and that's the color they are, because the breeds that the ones that I've seen look that way. But anyway, I realize that just because you see it on the internet doesn't make it true.
Absolutely.
However, there's some other really good ones that they're definitely true. There's a really cute video of a blonde, a really light blonde, kind of a British cream golden retriever, getting vacuumed by his human. And he loves it. And she stops vacuuming him in. You know, he bumps his nose under the vacuum thing to get it back on his body. Said, oh, man, I wish Robbie liked the vacuum. I've never had a dog that would be vacuumed.
Me either. Even my most docile, sweet poodle that was... I mean, Magic is a busy girl, and so she has a lot of opinions, and she doesn't like the vacuum at all. But even Jazz would bark at it.
Yeah, and you, of course, have always had standard poodles, and so Magic is...
Well, we actually, way back there, had an Irish setter.
I was just going to say, I had that in my mind, saying, I remember, I think, they had an Irish setter before that. But
I also had a coonhound at one point.
Uh-huh. But, well, isn't Magic, like, poodle number three?
She is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, they've been...
And interestingly, we got a call yesterday from her breeder, who just moved from California to Paulsboro.
Oh, wow. Wow.
She was calling to just say, hey, you know, I'm actually in the neighborhood.
Move to Washington State. Well, I guess it depends on what you call a neighborhood, but Paulsboro isn't quite on my radar. But
more of the neighborhood than
California.
Rancho
Palos. Yeah. Well, how fun. So you'll have to have a get-together. And let's see. Oh, so vacuuming. Yeah, so she's not... Of course, poodles don't shed like golden retrievers, and so vacuuming would really be a good thing for Robbie.
Poodles have... their hair breaks off, though. The ends of it can break off. We find little tufts around the house.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, more so with this, because she has this really dense, thick coat.
She does have a really dense coat.
So, for some reason, her... I mean, there's not a lot of stuff that comes off, but... A little bit.
Well, that's interesting. Note. I've only had one poodle in my life. My first dog, my first personal dog, was a Scampi, was a half standard poodle and half miniature. So he had the standard body and the miniature legs, but he was very cute. Anyway, Scampi, he was black too, like Magic. But I don't, of course, I wasn't paying any attention to dog hair one way or the other back then at that time in my life. So the vacuuming video with the golden is really cute, and I think if I pick my favorite for the week, there is now I have to admit that I don't know the backstory on this, and I suppose that might influence me. But my favorite is it's in a little exercise pen, and the caption on the picture is "Kittens who are raised with rabbits," and there's this exercise pen that has a litter of kittens in it. And then some baby rabbits, little rabbits. And it's really funny because you can tell that they've been together all along. And it isn't that the rabbits are behaving like cats. The cats are behaving like rabbits. And they bounce around the pen, you know. So they hop around instead of, you know, moving like kittens would. They're moving like rabbits do.
Yeah, I looked at that one a little bit. And you can see them kind of. They're jumping up in the air and landing on the rabbits.
Yeah. But it's really cute because it's very obvious that they have picked up the hopping behavior from the rabbits. So that's a cute one. Anyway, so there's a lot of good ones there if you want to, a whole bunch of other ones if you want to check them out. So that's Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. And at some point today, we will work in current events I usually have it scheduled for the end of the second hour, but that's often common time. We're busy on the phones. So if that's the case, we'll get to it in the third hour. But sometime today, we'll get to current events. And, oh, I'll tell you, there is something happening today, and that's at the Ananda Yoga Center in Bothell, on the Bothell-Everett Highway next to the Ananda Meditation Temple, is that great cooking class going on this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And if you want to check that out, you can go to anandawa.org and find it on the schedule for today. But it's a great cooking class that if you're interested in learning great vegetarian cooking, that's going on this afternoon at the yoga hall. Alrighty then. So we'll also, as long as the phones aren't absolutely swamped throughout the show, we'll see if we can figure out how to do a missing link giveaway today. And so we've got Trina and Prescott to figure out how to take care of the phones. And I would like you to be patient today with them because this is the first time Prescott's been in. And I'm sure they'll do just fine. But if it's a little slow getting you into the queue, well, you'll understand. So let me give you some phone numbers, and then we will get official and start the show. So local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then, of course, you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we will start taking phone calls as soon as they come in. It'll be after this. We take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. And then we'll be ready to call. So that means you can pick up the phone anytime and give us a ring. All right, now we're going to make today official, and we do that by invoking the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And we have because it's Sunday, we have a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one's for us humans, and then we do the Ananda Peace Initiative. So we will start if everybody's ready. I'm ready, so let's go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty now, for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, we are official with the prayers. And now, for you regulars, you know all about this, and many of you are participating in this Worldwide Peace Initiative with me at home. What it's all about is that the Ananda Worldwide Institute has started this peace initiative. It's kind of a tweaking of Paramahansa Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer, and it's an affirmation process that you do every day. There are two affirmations. The first one you repeat for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times. The second one you do three times. Our radio version here is that we do each affirmation three times, and you can repeat them with me out loud if you're in a position to do that. You can repeat them with me silently in your head, or you can not participate at all. It is completely up to you. The first affirmation, just so you know, I'm always telling you thought directs energy and how powerful we are with our thoughts and our prayers, and hundreds, if not thousands, of people are doing this affirmation sequence all around the world, up to 5 times a day. So you can imagine it's very powerful. And so you can do it as many times as you want, or 5 times a day is what is recommended. But if you only can do it once or whenever you think about it, it's a great affirmation. They're great affirmations. The first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So here we go. Join me if you like. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. And now once I'm going to add a series for Kathy and Eric. Lord, fill Kathy and Eric with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill Kathy and Eric with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill Kathy and Eric with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. So, om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. We are official and ready to go. We will be ready to open phone lines if you guys want to call in. We are going to, however, at first take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We're going to do that now. But lines are open, and we'd love you to call in. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. Alrighty, we're going to take care of advertisers. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. It's the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food sources, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why The Missing Link was created. They start with all human-grade, whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the fiber, and the raw ingredients. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's 3 for dogs, one that focuses on skin and joint, the other on skin and coat, the other on hips and joints, the senior formula, which has the New Zealand green mussel, and then there is a vegetarian blend called the Wellness Blend that you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga during that break, and I just wanted to remind you that the Hatha and Raja Yoga Intensive series of classes, it's 12 weeks, will be beginning in September. If you were here to hear Morley Venkatrayo on the show the first Sunday of August, boy, what a magnetic personality, and we were so fascinated, learned so much about the physical body posturing of Hatha Yoga and so forth, and Morley will be teaching this series of classes, which is why I so much wanted to take it, and I'm like 95% sure that I'm going to be taking this class. We'll be at Thursday evenings beginning September 8th in the Bothell location at the Yoga Center, and Tuesday evening September 6th at East West Bookshop starting September 6th. So check those classes out if you want to join me. And then I'm going to remind you that the Healing Kitchen Vegetarian Cooking for Higher Awareness, there are actually four classes, but each class is individual. And the third class is this afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m. at the yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway. And different teachers, different topics that you can join in this Sunday and next Sunday. So you might want to head out there this afternoon. All righty then. We have we are just beginning the first hour of our Harmonic Energy Shifting show. And June Paul-Ponton, you come from Whispering Dragon Center in the Greenwood area of Seattle. And I think you most often work with your patients, primarily humans, in the office, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
You also can work on animals, just like humans. Mm-hmm. Do some people bring their animals into the office to see you, or do you do them remotely?
Mostly remote.
Mostly remotely?
Yeah, occasionally somebody comes along kind of as a companion, and then what we're doing is actually sort of balancing you with your companion animal so as to not infringe on any veterinary business.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So in our experience, people and their animals are sharing a vibratory space, and so if your animal friend has got something going on, it's probably something in your field or energetic environment has also been affected in some way.
Yeah, we see that all the time, especially last week when Dr. Nels, who does the bioenergetic synchronization technique, and he also works remotely here on the air, he will often take a look when someone calls in about their animal. He very often has to say, oops, got to work on you first. Because whatever it is strongly connected with the human. And, of course, I teach the human-to-animal transference. They do pick up and process our mm-hmm. stuff. So it often is connected and interrelated. So you work on emotional, physical issues.
Psycho-spiritual, kind of what we found was that everything, even the physical, has roots in the psycho-emotional and spiritual levels, and so most often we're kind of trying to get at the more kind of deep rooted stuff, more at the vibratory state that's then manifesting in the physical level.
All right, so someone calls in, you're able to kind of tune in intuitively to what's going on, and then you use the acutonic forks and bells and pools and bowls and the sound vibrations to shift what's going on.
Right? Because everything is a frequency. Everything has a resonant frequency that it vibrates at its most optimum. And so when we're having manifestations of some kind, whether they're physical or emotional or financial or whatever, we're not in alignment with that best vibration. And so we have these wonderful vibratory tools, these, you know, planetary vibrations and cosmic vibrations that we're all embedded with in the first place, that we use to bring people into a better resonance, a better alignment with their best manifestation of their own resonant frequency and their resonant frequency as a kind of personal manifestation of the source frequency. So, I mean, all of our stuff is about helping people to line up more with who it is they actually are, and, you know, and how very often stuff gets in the way of allowing us to sort of be in our best vibratory state.
All right. So, we can entertain phone calls for the human or animals today. You can call about yourself and what's going on. You can call about your animal and what's going on. Jude and Paul are also quite good at clearing spaces and energies, or businesses, homes, properties, that sort of thing.
Right.
So all of that kind of stuff. And I can absolutely attest, because I see Jude and Paul on a regular basis. I see them in person. And many times, if I can't get in, they will do a remote session for me. And I will tell you without question that their remote sessions are profoundly powerful. And sometimes even feel like the remote sometimes is even more powerful than being in person. And it's kind of beyond my maybe it's beyond my pay grade, but it's kind of beyond. I don't really understand how it works, especially when I know I have something physically out of alignment in my physical body with my pelvis or my hip or my femur, and I know it's out. And I'm miles and miles and miles away from them, and they work on me remotely, and somehow they manage to put it all back together and straighten everything out. So I still am amazed and blown away sometimes, but what you guys accomplish, it's quite amazing.
Well, it's very fun, and it is. I mean, it is a true manifestation of the fact that there really is no distance.
Yeah, there's no issue with distance.
You know, I mean, it's a made up kind of thing that we've worked into our kind of three-dimensional reality, but the field is the field, and you know, we can connect through that resonance any place. We have somebody that we sort of semi-regularly do stuff for who's in the UK. You know, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. Well, I think, and I have to say, congratulations and thank you so much, Trina and Prescott. Great job. The phones have been ringing, and they've done an excellent job of getting everybody up. Oh, yeah, there we go. Thumbs up from everybody in there. Woo-hoo. I love having a teenager in the other room. Isn't that cool? We get some action. Yay. Oh, we got big thumbs. All right. My man. I love this kid. I don't even know him, but I already love him. All right. We are going to start out here in Bothell and welcome Sue back to Animal World. Good morning, Sue. You're live with Jude and Paul.
Hi. How's everybody?
Well, we're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm still having tingling in my left side of my face, and I was wondering if they could help me.
Right, and you know, for all our regulars, you know, you had a wonderful for Kitty for a very long time that did have some facial issues, had, you know, sinus stuff and so forth, ended up being lymphoma, and that was a long process with you, but he's passed on.
Right.
Do you have any other animals living with you, Sue?
I have a cat, 13-year-old named Willie, and I just got a new kitty.
Oh, you did?
At Catapalooza.
Oh, well, congratulations. Maybe that's why I asked. But now this, we're talking about, because Jude has already tuned in and started working with the forks. This tingling's on the left side of your face?
Right.
Okay, and then Dr. Nels did a reboot for you last week.
No, a month ago.
A
or
month
whenever,
ago,
the
okay.
The last time. I haven't called for a, been able to listen for a few weeks.
That's right, okay. So were you guys picking up anything here with Sue?
Well, Jude started with opening up a what's called an extraordinary vessel. It's called the Yang Chao in Chinese. It's a channel that's used often for treating one-sided problems, and it does go right through the face. So she did a kind of an opening sequence there. She's now using mercury, which has relates to nerve issues, among other things, and Chiron, that is a healing frequency. I'm picking up, Jude, I'm picking up a little cranial imbalance. Huh? So... Oh, the dew, yeah. So we're doing the dew extraordinary vessel, which goes up into the head and into the, actually up into the brain. And
looks like she's using an ohm fork and a new moon?
Yeah, to open it up.
Uh-huh.
Kind of, it's what it feels like is things are kind of locked up a little bit, so kind of opening up, and maybe up at gallbladder 20 area as well.
Because what would, if you felt the tingling, you know, on, do you, Sue, is this something you feel all the time, or does it come and go?
It comes and goes.
And as far as you know, is it related to anything?
Well, I have a bad neck, so that's what I assume.
So would a tingling in the cheek or something, and we know that Sue says she has issues in her neck, could that be like a nerve or something that would cause a tingling, or what might...
Could be. I mean, it could be facial nerve or trigeminal nerve.
That's kind of why you were drawn to the occiput, the gallbladder 20, because that's sort of at the base of the skull. And that can sort of release anything that's locked up in the skull, and the cranial nerves are, you know, sort of, I mean, so the seventh and fifth cranial nerves affect the face.
Gotcha. Okay.
But also things in the neck can have a radiation, especially in the sort of upper cervicals, occiput 1 and 2, can often sort of radiate to the side of the head and side of the face. So.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that the skull itself has sutures in it, has plates that are connected with these sutures. And you know, when you see like a skull, it looks pretty solid, but when it's, you know, when it's still alive, those bones can move just fractionally. I mean, very, very small, minute amounts, but they're enough sometimes to kind of get locked up and cause imbalances that way.
All right. Well, Sue, hopefully you'll be able. Are you feeling anything while they're working on you, Sue?
Well, I feel tingling, but I was feeling it before they started to. So
yeah, okay.
It isn't necessarily painful. It's just kind of
irritating.
Irritating. Okay.
All right. Now the bowls are coming. Tibetan bowl coming out for you here, Sue. I always like the tones of the bowls. Oh. Oh, and this rarely happens, but Paul is picking up some forks now. While Jude's doing the bowl, and Paul, you're doing a ohm, and it looks like a
zodiac fork movement. Yeah, I'm just doing it on a point on virtually on her hand that is a point that one of its properties is that it helps rule the face and the head.
Mm. Excellent.
So we'll do it.
I'm doing a little kind of virtual correction, actually, at C2.
C2?
Yeah, second cervical.
Second cervical vertebrae.
So,
have you had any work done on your neck, Sue?
Chiropractic and massage.
Okay. Ooh, that's nice. One of the chimes. We don't see those that often.
It's a Chiron chime.
Chiron, that's real high frequency, isn't it?
I mean, here it's reasonably high. It's higher than the forks. It's got a few more overtones just because of the construction of the mechanical construction of the chime.
And Jude's work obviously doesn't feel done yet. Oh, now the big bowl. She got a small Tibetan bowl. Now you're getting the great big Tibetan bowl. Ooh, that's a wonderful deep sound. Love it.
So what I'm feeling with this bowl is that it's loosening up the TMJ a little bit too. There's some jaw tightness.
Are you aware of any tightness in your jaw, Sue?
Not that I can tell.
Well, hopefully you won't have to be, because it's being released here.
It's kind of right up in front of the ear.
Tuning back in. High frequency ohms.
Yeah, high frequency ohms in the field over the face. Sometimes the subtle field around the body will be compromised, and this helps to balance that.
Excellent.
I think one quick shot with the didge, Jude, also.
Oh. You're getting the full works here today, Sue.
Well, it's just as you keep tuning in, these kind of layers keep showing up.
Layers of stuff. So you'll have to report back and let us know how this all affects you. And here comes the big didge. Whew. That was good.
It feels done for now.
All right, Sue. So, what Jude and Paul always say, what, pay attention to what's different. Is that right?
Right.
And anything else we need to say to Sue before we let her go?
Just try not to focus on it too much. Try and focus on other things.
Kitty.
Yeah, and let go of it.
Yeah. All right,
yeah, so
Sue.
I think it always helps to have let the kitty rub their head on your cheek.
Ah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so we're prescribing kitty cheek rubs.
That's right.
And purring.
Okay.
And purring. Okay. Purring and cheek rubs.
Very much changes your frequency.
Well, it does.
That sounds good.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell Kathy that I'll be saying prayers for them?
Oh, I absolutely will. All prayers, Kathy and Eric, very much appreciated. I mean, Kathy can use all the energy she can get. All righty.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World, Sue. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All righty. Well, that opens up a line for you. Unlike last Sunday, we actually have people participating early in the show today. So we are going to stay on time and take care of our advertisers, be a short break, and then we come back. We're going Stephanie, Cindy, Christine. We'll be getting to all of you. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and on Sunday, August 21st, Winnie and I will be welcoming the amazing Haley Howell, who is a gifted singer and is also a children's author. We'll be playing her music on the air and talk to her about her writing projects. It's an amazing month of August on Jupiter Rising Show, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
We're the black sheep of talk radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and what would you believe it? We're on the downside of this week, first hour of Animal World already. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here. We are on the phones and doing remote harmonic energy shifting. And next up, phone lines are full right now, but just when we end a call, then you can pick up your phone and give a call. We are going to head to Redmond right now and welcome Stephanie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So, I called in last week and talked to Dr. Nels about my elbow. So it's been bothering me since April. I have this ache in it. Last week I was saying that when I meditate and I hold my, it's just the left elbow. So when I'm meditating and I have my palm up, my left palm up on my lap, I couldn't hold it there for too long because it would eventually start to hurt, and then I just have to move my hand in the handshake position to relieve that. So since having Dr. Nels work on me, I can do that a lot longer. I can have my palm up in my lap longer.
So you did notice some improvement.
Yeah, and when it does start to hurt, when I'm doing that, it moves into, I don't feel it in my elbow. I feel it in my hand.
Okay, that Jude just nodded. So, because Jude was looking at her hand and elbow, and it looked like you were contemplating.
Yeah, she was tracking it.
Tracking stuff. So, what you guys getting?
Well, so the radius, which is the largest bone in your forearm, felt a little off to me. Like the alignment was a little off, and the channel that moves through that area. That I felt most was the large intestine channel, which doesn't necessarily mean there's anything going on in the large intestine, but the channel is off balance. So first of all, I kind of want to... there's a kind of energy pattern in her field that's holding that still a little off. I think that when Dr. Nels worked on it, it probably shifted, but it didn't shift all the way because there's a field pattern.
And we have established a pattern and an energy field here with the show, and that's why I structure things the same timing. And our setup is Dr. Nels comes in and does it, and then you guys come in and clean up everything else. And I think cases, energy and all of that kind of adjust to what's going on. So.
If I can add something more,
sure.
I also notice it, like if I've had my arm extended for a while, then I bend it
right
at the elbow, I feel tension. It seems like now it might be more in my forearm, the muscle of my forearm.
Jude is acknowledging that meaning something to her.
And also when I do the opposite, if I've had my elbow bent and then I straighten my arm, then I feel tension. Or if I externally rotate my arm, I can feel tension there in the elbow, forearm.
Well, so I'm just wondering as a general question, you guys, as you're tuning in and working on Stephanie, for people that just this example alone, that she's got just an aching that happens sometimes, you know, on her elbow or her lower arm. There must be, with the bones and stuff and everything, things can be just slightly out of alignment that would cause something like that? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, both the radius and the ulna, which are the two big bones that connect between the wrist and the elbow, articulate, you know, they articulate at the radius articulates kind of on the thumb side, and the ulna more on the little finger side, and then they are also articulate up at the elbow. And a lot of times the bone can come out a little or move a little bit, and sometimes this will happen, like if you, for example, if you pick up something heavy to carry and then twist your arm a little bit, it'll kind of extend it so that the ligaments and tendons aren't holding it, you know, are kind of stretched out, and then when you twist, it's, you know, you're twisting it out of place, and then when you put down whatever it is, it stays out of place. So that's not uncommon. I had Jude fix something like that for me this morning, actually. I had picked up a heavy bag with some stuff in it, and it popped out, and I could feel it in my elbow, and I can sometimes feel it down in my wrist as well, because if it's out at the elbow, you'll feel it out, you know, feel it at the wrist, because it's all, you know, connected. So,
Jude, I think you started with look like Ohm and Zodiac.
No, I started with Omen New Moon.
To open.
And then I used the Omen and the Zodiac to disperse anything stuck in the channel. I also used Mercury and Zodiac, and now Mercury and Chiron. Mercury has a correspondence to the arms and shoulders. So I was sort of being more specific. But I'm trying to sort of disperse the... You know, I sort of did a virtual kind of reconnection, but it felt like there was more stuff in the field, so I was trying to both do the channel and the sort of off-body piece in the field.
Yeah, that's and what she was describing as what aggravated it, what exacerbated the issue, pretty much fits with that, you know, that scenario of it being out a little bit. So... So Jude's doing the chime again. This is a Chiron chime.
Stephanie, are you aware of feeling anything while you're being worked on?
I'm not sure. There might be something very subtle there.
Yeah, I mean, you're not required to feel. I mean, some people do, some people don't. You know, I'm one of the ones that I think when they work on me remotely, I don't tend to feel it. But boy, afterwards, I sure do. You know, in terms of the results, because I felt they're very powerful. So, but I always enjoy it when people are actually feeling the energy.
I'm sitting outside and I'm feeling a breeze.
Aha! Uh-huh. Well, that could be outside, or we could be sending that. You never know.
Jude's doing a little...
Oh, you get the ferry boat. The Pua's coming in.
The Pua, which this one's tuned to Sedna. So Sedna rules the hands and fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers also.
I love Sedna.
We've actually had people come in who have had... pain that, you know, they've been diagnosed as like carpal tunnel syndrome, and sometimes just putting the, you know, the bones back in place clears it up and makes a big difference.
Oh, that's what, Mercury and Pluto?
Mercury and Sedna.
That's Sedna.
Yeah.
I guess, okay.
Yeah, it looks black, but it's got little sparkles in it, which is Sedna.
No, I see the Pluto on the table now.
Yeah. So she's working around the at the articulations, both of the radius and the ulna, both at the top and the bottom, both at the wrist and the elbow.
Well, I would imagine, Stephanie, that you're going to notice quite a bit with all of this.
Okay, great.
You notice some changes with what Dr. Nell did, and then Jude and Paul can get so specific.
Mm-hmm. So... Could you, for a minute, sort of extend your arm and then flex it back in?
With your palm up.
Palm up.
Okay.
Stick it out straight and then bend it back up. Mm-hmm. You want her to go back and forth of opening it and closing it?
Just like once or twice.
Okay.
I've done that.
Okay.
Okay. Now I want you to sort of flex it and hold it there.
Okay.
Oh, so there, I've got a pattern. Okay, so you leave it flexed for a minute. There. So I felt something really constricted in your feel that opened up. Now you can extend it.
Okay.
Very interesting.
I'm actually picking up a little obstruction in the back of the shoulder, kind of in the small intestine channel as well.
Okay.
So
Here.
Yeah.
Everybody that's participating today, y'all gonna have to report back to me about how you're doing.
Okay, you can just relax.
Yeah, just go ahead and relax.
Okay. You got Ohm and Zodiac again.
I think this is just a channel thing that happened because the bottom of the arm wasn't moving properly. Then the channel backed up in right behind the shoulder, but that feels better.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That feel complete?
Feels
good
right,
for
excellent.
Now. Stephanie, I really want you to report back to me and let me know, just to let everybody know, we have something new in the studio today that I brought with me, and I'm really feeling a difference in the power involved with this. I know, Jude, you were feeling it also. So I'm real curious to see how everybody today is affected by the work, because I suspect we are working on levels that we haven't been working on before. So, Stephanie, are you good?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All righty. So you let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
All righty.
Pay attention to what's different.
Okay, pay attention to what's different, and thanks for calling Animal World.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get started. We're heading out to Sultan and welcoming Cindy back to Animal World. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Jude. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you sound pretty good. I know you had a big day yesterday.
Yeah, I had a great time. Great time.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to share. Because Jude and Paul know who Cindy is, and most of you regulars out there, Cindy is, calls in from time to time, and out in the Salton area. Anyway, the sad news of this is that Cindy's mom passed away recently. It actually was kind of a blessing at that point, but Cindy had a great big memorial gathering yesterday, and Cindy is one of the most sensitive people I know, and very much affected by energy and so forth, and was quite concerned as to whether or not she could actually handle this gathering. And the good news is that Dr. Nels worked on her last week, and he actually, Cindy didn't, he had kind of like had you imagine being there and worked on you like at the gathering, and we gave you different things to think about and work on, and actually I think you had a homework word to focus on and stuff. Did you use those tools that Dr. Nels gave you?
I did not. I was thought about them, but not actually at the party, but it went well.
So the fact that it went well and you did well and you're sounding so coherent this morning after that day, that sounds to me like excellent news that you did really well. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so
a few beers, but
all right. Well, that's excellent. So, no, I know you're saying that you said you want a summer tune-up. So, that's why you're calling?
Yep.
Okay, so Cindy's ordering a summer tune-up for herself. Looks like she's grabbing Ohm forks.
Yeah, I think light in the field. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing home forks in the field, kind of working on the kind of the subtle energy fields, or several subtle energy fields that extend out from the body, that emanate from the body, but they're part of our, those frequencies are just non-physical frequencies that emanate from us. And so Jude's now using Mars and Venus high frequency forks to balance the yin and yang energies.
Yeah, I have to say, Cindy, I did tune in on you a couple of times yesterday and sent you some prayers and energy during the day. So I'm so glad to hear.
And then
down the feet?
Yeah, we're going to ground with the low ohms on the bottom of the feet on a point on the bottom of the feet called Gushing Spring.
Oh, wow.
It's basically a, you know, a grounding, helping to connect with the earth and bring, you know, allow the earth's energy to support us and give us more energy.
Oh, you get the bell.
Yeah, Tibetan bell.
Love the bell. It looks like we're going to go a little bit over the end of this hour.
Well, we're not going to do too much because we know Cindy's sensitive.
Right,
we're just,
right.
We're just doing a little bit here. So one more thing here.
Big bowl. You get the big bowl, Cindy. Are you feeling anything, Cindy?
Yeah, my tongue and face are definitely numb. Tingling.
So we're creating tingling in your face and tongue.
Well, that's generally a sign that there's something moving. So.
Well, yeah, Cindy really is very sensitive to the energy, so she feels it very powerfully.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, you've had your summer tune-up.
All right,
I look forward to talking to you off the air. I want to hear all the details about yesterday.
Oh, yeah, great detail.
All right. Well, say hi to all the animals for us. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for the eggs.
Yeah, Cindy's our organic egg source as well. Alrighty then, that's going to wrap up hour number one. We're going to fire up hour number two. Have a phone line open for you at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.